Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Villanova head football coach Mark Ferrante as they get ready to return from the bye week, take on New Hampshire. And first of all, good time for a bye week. You were banged up. Looking like you're going to maybe get some guys back into the fold?
Yeah, the bye week came at a good time. Really could have been a little more helpful a week or two earlier, but you know, it did come at a good time. The great thing about this year's bye week, which I can't remember if this has ever happened before, we didn't have a game, obviously, and we didn't have school. It was also fall break at the university, so our guys could really get some time off. They didn't have normal bye weeks. They're still going to class. Other fall break weeks, we're still preparing for a game. So this year, they were able to get away. We gave them a few days. Some of the guys left campus, went home, saw their families, maybe went and watched younger brothers play in their high school games, so on and so forth. So it was really good for them to get away, not only physically to rest and recover, but also to take a break mentally from the, you know, classroom as well. So timed up really well, I think, and we had some good practices last week, abbreviated practices. And then Sunday and then this morning, Tuesday, we had some really high-spirited, enthusiastic practices. And I think they're chomping at the bit to get back on the field. But I think it came at a pretty good time physically and mentally, as I mentioned.
You did have a lot of guys banged up. And right at the top of the list is Zach Bednarczyk. What's the prognosis here coming into this week?
Right now, Zach has been practicing. Last week, he didn't do a ton. But once we got into Sunday and then, as I mentioned this morning, he's doing more and more each day. And then Brennan Hittner, our right tackle, looks like he's going to be cleared to play. And a couple of our secondary guys, Benford and Vassell, are doing a lot more than we anticipated they'd be doing at this point in time. So out of the six starters that we haven't had the last couple weeks, it looks like at least half of them, if not more, will be ready for action this Saturday. So that's a good thing.
Let's talk about New Hampshire. They've had one of those seasons with injuries, stuff like that. But what do you see on film? What are you expecting?
Yeah, New Hampshire got hit with the injury bug a little earlier than we did. Their starting quarterback, Trevor Knight, who was the preseason offensive player of the year for the CAA, got hurt in their opening game against Maine, big rivalry game. So they've been without him, but he's back. And the leading receiver in the league, Neil O'Connor, is back. He's still there. And he has 51 catches so far this season. So their 1-6 record is not indicative of the type of team that they are. They've been to the playoffs 14 consecutive years, longest active streak. Obviously, that'll end this year. But it's amazing the winning culture that Sean has developed up there. And they've done a great job, whether it be regular season or once they've reached the playoffs. So you watch them on film, they do not look like a 1-6 football team. And I don't think if you watch us from time to time, we don't look like a 3-4 football team. So I think it's two teams that will come in and give it everything they got. And that's why you play the games.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.